Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Burke in the Game, an iHeartRadio podcast. Day one. As you guys have heard, I am back. Burke is back for her 26th season on Dancing with the Stars. Holy crap. And I'm dancing with Good Morning America's now WABC or KABC, excuse me if I got that wrong, Sam Champion, the weatherman. This man I have known, so we're friends, and I had no idea he was doing this. And when I saw him, I got kind of mad because I was like, did you know this and you didn't text me? Anyway, I think he may have known and he wanted to surprise me. But, you know, Sam and I go way back because obviously because of the ABC family, Good Morning America family, but we also judged Miss America together back in the day, and we just continued our friendship, you know, and it's been a long time though, since we've really connected. We DM each other here and there once in a while, but Sam Champion is exactly what you see on television, which is this, you know, jolly, good-looking man who really is such a great guy. He has no dance experience whatsoever. And honestly, I think that's a good thing because the last couple of people I danced with, Cody and AJ, they both had dance experience. And I think that kind of may have made them, it was a little harder for them to retrain the brain, put it that way, when it comes to ballroom versus like hip hop routines, right? With Sam, you're starting with a blank slate here. He's definitely, I guess if you would have asked me who I thought my partner would be, like as far as characteristics go and personality traits, probably would have not chosen Sam. But I love this. I love that we have been friends. I've never really danced with anyone as far as having like a previous like friendship with on the show. So I think that this is going to be a lot of fun. No pressure, right? Like we're just going to go out there. And you know, the name of the game is to turn celebrities into ballroom dancers, not celebrities with ballroom dance training or dance training into ballroom dancers. But this is the full challenge here. And as we were leaving the dance studio today was the first day. We did a couple of steps here and there. He was so nervous, poor guy. He was like sweating through his cute little pink shirt he was wearing. And I was like, this is why I don't wear colorful outfits during rehearsal, because I also sweat. It was also hot today. I had to turn the AC off so that the producers didn't get that background noise in the shot. But, you know, we were both so excited when he walked in through that door. He was nervous. He was clammy and sweaty, and so was I, but it was perfect. And this season is going to be spectacular. The cast, you guys, is amazing. And I have to say that, you know, a lot of this was not, especially like with what's out right now and as far as press goes and people speculating and all that, you got a lot of it wrong, people. This is like a really good cast. Good job, Dina Katz. Great job, Conrad Green. Awesome job, freaking Valerie Bruce. You guys nailed it. I don't think we've had a strong cast like this since God knows when. Maybe season three. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, this is going to be very competitive. But for me, this is more about, not so much about winning as it is about developing a great relationship. And obviously, you know, as I've talked about on this podcast with Peter Krohn as my guest specifically, we talked about how people come into your lives for reasons, right? And whether that is something that's triggering for you or whether that is something that you just need to learn as far as a life lesson goes. And after talking to Sam, once the cameras stopped rolling, we really talked about how, you know, proud we are of each other. He expressed his, you know, how proud him and his husband are of me. You know, when they've been married now for 10 years, I told him a little bit about the divorce and how it hasn't been the easiest, right? But, you know, it is moving forward. And as far as that goes, it's just getting better and better, right? Like that's all I can say. And there's going to be closure sooner rather than later. And that's the most important thing. And I think, you know, Sam has, you know, we follow, and this is the beauty of social media, is that you're able to keep in touch with your friends. And he's been following my journey, and he was just saying how proud he was and how, you know, he's also turned inwards in a way as well and started working on himself. And, you know, this is going to be a beautiful partnership. We have so much respect for each other. The only downside, if you know me, you know I hate to travel. I'm currently in New York. A lot of the cast went home because they just finished GMA, and I am now here until the 16th. Fun. But I don't love traveling. I'm a homebody, as you all know, but I'm going to roll with the punches. And Sam is so sweet. He's also, you know, he's coming in this with just feeling so uncomfortable. And I think for him, he's so used to being in control or doing what he knows he can do, which is what he does for a living. And doing something like this, I said to him, you know what wins? Vulnerability. What wins is somebody who trusts the process. What wins is someone who trusts their partner. And we don't have to worry about that because of our friendship. I think that's where we have a leg up. But it's so hard to not get in your head when it comes to being a contestant on Dancing with the Stars or a pro. Sometimes your head gets the best of you. And with this show, you put in the work which is at the studio. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays. Sunday, Monday, you got to treat it like game day. And you got to let it go because all the work that you've put in should have been in the studio. And that now needs to disappear from the head area, right? Because when you overthink things, that's what you look like when you perform. It's really hard to not look like that if that's what you're thinking, if you're nervous or insecure about what's coming up next. Anyway, I'm very excited. You know, I feel a different type of vibe this season. It's definitely less pressure, which is good for me because I'm also trying to get out of my head. And I think it's good that Sam is in my life at this moment because there's a lot of things and personality traits that he has that I'd have. And I think maybe we're in it together for, you know, whatever the universe has put us together is the reason why we're together. And to be honest, it has been an emotional roller coaster getting here for internal reasons that I can't mention, unfortunately, because that has to do with the show. But we are here. We are ready and gearing up for season 31 of Dancing with the Stars, my 26th freaking season. Holy crapoli. A lot of people are like, didn't you say you were going to retire? Guys, I've been saying that for what, the last 2 years? Clearly, I'm not retired. So get used to it. See you on the dance floor. Thanks for listening and coming along this journey with me. If you like what you hear, then feel free to give this podcast 5 stars. You can also follow along with my journey on Instagram at BurkeInTheGame. And if you have any advice or want to write in, then email me at BurkeInTheGame@iHeartRadio.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.